You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40pm. Jason Thornton, Dale Gibson and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. We've got jumping from Catterick and Exeter, accompanied by All Weather Racing at Lingfield throughout the afternoon. Evening racing as well from Kempton Park. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
All is well, Mark. All is well.
Good, good man.
And you?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, not too bad. You must be getting sick of the sight of me after spending several hours with me on Racing Radio on Monday, and now we're doing a podcast on Tuesday looking ahead to Wednesday.
Getting your money's worth, Mark. You're getting your money's worth.
Yes, very good. We've already spoken about some of this on air, Craig, but we're gonna go through again for the listeners that haven't heard some of the stuff. We've got a real spectacular weekend of racing coming up. Trials Day at Cheltenham, of course, where we'll see one or two more clues towards the festival. Good card at Doncaster as well. Big race on the card, or one of the big races on the card, is the Cotswold Chase, where we may see one or two indicators for the Cheltenham Gold Cup. We won't see Whisper there. He's going to instead be saved for a Grand National tilt just before we get stuck into the Cotswold at the weekend. Do you see Whisper being a Grand National horse? Obviously, never been over the larger obstacles there. Do you see him having the capability of running well in the big race at Aintree?
I don't, to be honest, but he did surprise us with how well he took to conventional ventures, really, you know, because he spent a long time over hurdles before being switched to fences, and he has done extremely well. He was disappointing when last seen in the King George, but, you know, Aintree in the national ventures, although they're slightly easier now, Mark, it's still a completely different ball game. He would be carrying a big weight given his rating, and I just don't see Whisper as a national horse, to be honest. I think there'll be stronger horses than him with stronger claims for this year's national.
He's a 33-1 chance for the Grand National at the moment. We did see him obviously putting a good weight carry performance in what used to be the Hennessy, so maybe if he takes to the fences he will have a chance in the national. The market, by the way, for the Grand National, still headed by Black Lion, who's 10-1 and half the price of the rest, or the nearest runner in the betting there. That's obviously down the way, all the way in April. We're getting closer to Cheltenham. A lot of talk now until second week of March about Cheltenham, and Trials Day, it will all ramp up again at the weekend. With regards to the Cotswold Chase, Bristol DeMay, the favourite at 5-4. I think he's going to be ridden by Sam Twiston Davis by the looks of things. The Last Samurai next in at 9-2, 11-2 T for 2, 13-2 Definitely Red, 7-1 American and Coney Green, 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Going to be soft ground at Cheltenham at the weekend after more rain. Could we see Bristol DeMay state some festival claims? Because at the moment, there's the idea around him that A, he goes better at Haydock, and B, he wants a bog.
Yeah, his performance at Haydock was exceptional, wasn't it, when he got his optimum conditions earlier in the season. You know, he was certainly seen to real good effect that day. He couldn't repeat that level of form in the King George when last seen at Kempton, Mark. The thing that would worry me on Saturday, providing, you know, the horses that are declared at the moment all line up, is the amount of competition for the lead he may face in the early part. You've got the likes of American and Coney Gree, who, you know, are strong front-running types. And Bristol DeMay himself likes to dominate his races from the front. So they may just have to have a rethink with tactics over Bristol DeMay ahead of Saturday. I don't think there'll be a huge problem just tucking him in. But I don't see him likely to go with the likes of Coney Green American in the early stages. So that would worry me a little bit. And looking at the prices, I think based on his entry form, and many people are looking at him as a national fence specialist nowadays, the Last Samurai. But, you know, that was a really strongly run Beecher Chase where he finished second to Black Lion. Black Lion, of course, is fancied by many for the Gold Cup itself come March. And I think he represents the value at the moment for the Cotswold at the weekend at 9-2.
The Last Samurai then, a bit of value there in the Cotswold Chase. He's a big price for the Cheltenham Gold Cup at the moment.
I think you would need to win this very, very impressively to be considered as a Gold Cup horse, Mark. I would imagine Grand National.
66-20 is for the Cheltenham Gold Cup. It would need to win relatively impressively. But behind Might Bite, we've got question marks around several of them. It could be one of those Gold Cups where you get a big price runner sneak into the frame. There was the Bridgewater runner that used to do it every year. Oh, did it a couple of years. Sneaked into third, wasn't it? Can't remember the name of the horse now.
Yes. Red, white and...
Yeah.
Small checks, yeah.
Yeah. What was he called?
Had his jumping problems in his early days, but he got it together. And I think he might have won the Cotswold going back a few years as well. The Giant Bolster.
That's the one.
I didn't even need to go there.
The Giant Bolster.
I think he might have won this race, so let's get him up. Yeah, he won three times at this meeting, Mark. He won the Novices Handicap Chase. He won the Open Handicap Chase. And then he won the Cotswold itself. And, he became a Cheltenham specialist. So, yeah, it's still open, the Gold Cup picture.
Yeah.
Mike Bite is the one that sets a standard at the head of affairs there at the market at the moment. But it's still open. If you got an impressive performance from something like the Last Samurai, despite being at the age of 10 and fairly exposed, then he may shorten a bit in terms of people looking for the each-way value.
Mm. Plenty of other good racing taking place at Cheltenham at the weekend. Of course, we've got the Cleve, which is an indicator towards the Stayers Hurdle, and we've got a Triumph Trial on there and so on and so forth. You have one of them's caught your eye for one of the handicaps, though, hasn't it, Craig, for the weekend?
It has, yeah. Horse that's got two entries, Mark, in the Timeform Novices Handicap Chase, where regardless of whether he runs in that or not, keep a close eye on that race. That race, year on year, apart from last year, of course, has a habit of throwing up a few Cheltenham winners.
Yeah.
Un Temper 2 was the last one to finish fourth in it in 2016 and come out and win the handicap chase on the first day.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on the form for the festival from the Timeform Novices Handicap Chase at the weekend. But the horse has another entry, and I would say, looking at the jockey bookings, is more likely to run in the 150. Is Kustar Savola, a horse that has run three times this year in novices chases. Finished fifth behind Mia Storm on debut at Chepstow, then third behind Finian's Oscar at Cheltenham, and was another good second behind a horse of Neil Mulholland's last time, Mark, producing another decent run. I personally think this horse has been crying out for dropping into handicap company. I think of a mark of 135, he's well handicapped. Lizzie Kelly would obviously take the ride.
Yep.
Reducing that to 132. Going to get his conditions, he jumps well. I just think he's crying out to be running against horses of similar ability, carrying a weight, 10 stone 4. He's going to go close to winning this, and I like his chances a lot. I don't know which race you're running, but I would imagine, given that Lizzie Kelly's jocked up to ride him in the Festival Trials Handicap Chase, which is due off at 150, that could well be the race.
He's one of five horses at the top of the market there, seven to one core favourites of five for that race at the moment. Ballyhill, Kustar Savola, Frodon, King's Odyssey and Lammy Surge at the moment. Then just in behind those, 007 and Sean Two Flyer, both at nines. 10 to one or bigger prices for the others. That's for the Festival Trials Handicap Chase. Do keep an eye out and see if he turns up in the Timeform Novices Handicap Chase as well. Could turn up in either of those at the weekend, but one very much on Craig's radar, Kustar Savola. Anything else you're looking forward to at the weekend, or any horses you're looking to state a claim really for Cheltenham?
Obviously, I'll be keeping an eye on the novices, Mark, the race that we touched on that throws up a few winners.
Mm.
For me, there's a lot of interesting entries, the likes of West Approach, Bally Andy, Barney Duan, Markov. They're all horses capable of reaching a higher level. Mr. Whittaker, a higher level than we've already seen so far in their short careers over fences. So that, should be informative. And for me, I think that's a race I'm most looking forward to over the weekend, to be honest.
Mm. And it's not just about Cheltenham either at the weekend. We've got good racing at Doncaster, including Lammy Surge in action in the big handicap chase there, perhaps 92 at the top of the market for that one. Definitely red in there as well, and horses like that. Frodon also engaged there. So should be good, and 007 as well. So there should be good racing both north and south, or in the north and further down, actually.
Yeah, the River Dawn as well on that card at Doncaster. Yeah. Should be a good day's racing for sure. really looking forward to this Saturday, Martin. The weather, you know, this week, mild temperatures and some wind.
Which is nice.
Yeah, very nice. There's a lot of strong winds forecast as well, which may just dry the track out a little bit. More rain as well, but I think the ground may just ease a touch from where we are at the moment at Cheltenham. And that will be for hopefully the better, because it is soft at the moment. But I wouldn't be surprised to see the odd good to soft patch, you know, appear and appear in the going description come the weekend.
Hopefully, we've got plenty to get stuck into there at the weekend, on the back of that as well. Weekend after, we've got the Dublin Racing Festival as well. So two real key weekends in the national hunt season coming up. Great time of year for jumps fans. We've got jumping.
Musselburgh, Mark. You forgot Musselburgh.
I forgot Musselburgh.
2 days trials day up in the north at Musselburgh on probably good ground.
Yeah, would you go for a date at Musselburgh? Would you be going there?
It's my daughter's birthday on the Saturday. I'm going to go on the Sunday.
All right, well, enjoy that if you do get there. We're going to look at matters a little close to hand now, though, because we do have racing, of course, coming up on Wednesday. Craig's picked out a couple of races that he likes the look of for us. They are both at Catterick. The 2:30 is the first of them. It's a Class 3 handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles and 3 furlongs. A field of 8 set to go to post for this one, Craig. Which one or which ones do you like the look of here?
The two I like the look of and the two that are top of my shortlist are two horses that don't win very often, Mark, but have fallen to decent marks, and the way the race is likely to be run, it should be run to suit both horses. I've gone for the Brian Ellison horse, Always Resolute, you know, a horse that isn't well named given his his attitude in the finish. He is, but you know, he's ran twice at Catterick over hurdles. He won a novice hurdle, you know, which was strong form. And then on the second and only other start at Catterick over hurdles, he was 15 lengths clear when he came to grief at either the last or second last. And he had the likes of William of Orange in behind on that occasion. So, you know, he's got strong course form, and Catterick just suits him. He stepped up in trip to 2 miles 5 at Weatherby last time. He was basically hunted round the back mark to, you know, see if he got home. I think it was an experiment, really, to see whether he would stay that trip. And he wasn't never knocked about at any stage of the race. And he stayed fairly well. And coming to an easier track over a slightly shorter distance, I think that should be absolutely ideal. And there's going to be a lot of pace in the race. Zero Shades of Grey, who, you know, went off very hard at Wincanton just 18 days ago. He had a hard race. He was wobbling in the closing stages there.
Yep.
Drifted off a true line as he got tired. It's a quick turnaround. Now, looking back through his form, you know, he has won after similar breaks in the past. So that might not be the negative that I'm looking at for the horse here. But he will face competition for the lead. Beano of Ken Slacks is a horse that is likely to push him hard in the early stages. And I think it'll set the race up for the two closers. Two horses that will travel well into it. Sarky City and Always Resolute. And I'm just hoping here that, you know, off a mark of 125, he's dropped another couple of pounds since Weatherby. He's extremely well treated. Returning to a track that he's gone so well on at the past. You know, I think he's got excellent claims, and hopefully he should be a price as well.
Could be a nice bit of value then in the shape of Always Resolute in that 2:30 at Catterick. And we move on to the next race there, the 3 o'clock, which is a Novices Limited Handicap Chase. Extended 2 miles and 3 furlongs the trip for this one. Just the 4 of them taking part here, Craig. And I imagine Ben Telemar's going to be pretty short at the top of the market.
He will, and rightly so, after he's run at Huntington. He bumped into a French import, having his first start that was very impressive. Terrafort for Nicky Henderson and Simon Meunier on that occasion. You know, he's jumped well, and he's ran on for second over 2.5 miles. Personally, Mark, I think he's a better horse with a fast run 2 miles rather than 2.5. You know, you will go a favourite here, but he's carrying 12 stone 7. Paul O'Brien takes a ride to reduce that by a further 5 pounds. But I think they'll change the tactics on a horse here, Crack and Find.
Yeah.
Stepping up in trip, he's been crying out for a little bit further. He ran really well here at Catterick over 2 miles last time. You know, he was no match for the very well handicapped Dresden and in-form Henry Oliver Yard on that occasion. But his jumping was much neater than it was at Newcastle prior to that. And I think the fact that, you know, there's only 4 runners, I think they'll make plenty of use of him round Catterick. We've seen so many Sue Smith horses successful making all. And, you know, I think he could be a good bet to upset the favourite, Mark, who will be short.
Yeah, he's got course and distance form from his novice hurdling days there as well. Obviously, this is over the fences, so it's slightly different. But he's shown a liking for Catterick in the past, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think course and distance form, particularly course form, is the order of the day for these two selections tomorrow, Mark.
Yeah.
Two horses proven at this venue, and I think, you know, if you handle Catterick, it's quite a unique course, then, you know, it ticks a few boxes. And receiving a fair bit of weight from the favourite, hopefully Cracking Find can complete a double for us, which would be nice.
Would be nice. Cracking Find in the 3 o'clock then, to go along with Always Resolute in the 2:30 there at Catterick. Well, thank you very much, Craig. Been a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, looking forward to Catterick and rolling on to the weekend. All good stuff.
Good luck and enjoy that, Craig. That's the thoughts of Craig Forsyth then for us. We can hear all the action on Racing Radio from 12:40 p.m. Jason Thornton, Dale Gibson and Andrew Mount are the team on Wednesday. Catterick, Exeter and Lingfield are the meetings in the afternoon, and it's Kempton Park throughout the evening as well. So plenty to go at throughout the day. Do tune in for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.